19 minutes now past 4 o'clock. Reports that investigators and lawyers at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry have not been paid since October, have not received a salary for 5 months. Karen Morn, and legal journalist with News 24, spends quite a lot of time covering matters related to the Zondo Commission. Has this been a kind of open secret within the commission ranks for a while? Karen, good afternoon.
Yes, John, we know that one of the biggest sort of grounds of criticism for the inquiry is the amount of money that's been spent on it, which now is about over 800 million rand. We also know that because of the kind of economic predicament we currently find ourselves in, government has been implementing austerity measures across the board. And this has had impacts on, for example, judicial appointments, acting judges, a number of things. But where it's really hitting quite hard is on the inquiry, which is now in sort of like nearing towards the last 3-4 months of its existence, and particularly given the amount of litigation that they've had to pursue, specifically in relation to the former president and obtaining subpoenas, warrants. There have been a few legal challenges here and there. They are now in a situation where while there is a stated commitment for the commission to be able to complete its work, there appears to be a bit of reluctance or pushback on actually making those payments, which, you know, run into millions of rands, to the investigators and lawyers who are involved in this process.
Has everybody not been paid? I mean, Deputy Chief Justice Zondo, his salary is paid because he's still a sitting judge, although he's been seconded to the commission.
Correct.
So he would have received a salary. But otherwise, Paul Pretorius and all the other advocates that we've got to know over a while, they have not been paid?
Yes, my understanding is it tends to be, because obviously a lot of them are not full-time at the commission. There are people that are invoiced, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, I know there's also an unfolding legal dispute playing out with one of the lawyers' firms that was previously acting for the commission, now suing it for fees over 10 million rand, which they claim were paid, and the commission said is basically saying we're not actually, in fact, due to them. So, you know, there is a kind of unfolding situation. There is this commitment from the Justice Department that these fees will be paid, but ultimately you need, whether or not the money is actually there, I think is a major question mark. And at this stage of the game, when you have 3 months in which to complete a report, a number of those component parts of the report are then completed by different teams which are overseen by the judge, this really is coming at the worst possible time.
I mean, how many people are on staff? I can't expect you to have an exact number, but if one talks about the people who do the admin and the investigators and the lawyers, the Carol Steinbergs and so on, how many people does the Zondo Commission give employment to?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's several dozen. I mean, because I know the kind of base level staff there are the investigators, and those are the people that are basically, compiling a lot of the evidence that we don't necessarily have immediate access but forms the basis of the investigation. So we know that the former AG...
When Advocate Seleka stands up and refers to a file in front of him, that's been put together by
correct,
the investigators.
Correct, absolutely. Yeah. And that's run by the former AG, Terence Nombembe. We know that, from the very excellent work that was done by Business Day on this story, that basically a lot of the investigators are being paid at AG rates. So they are being paid at a higher amount because of the kind of sophisticated work that they've been doing. We know, for example, that a lot of work has been done with regards to money flows linked to the former president, Jacob Zuma. I'm not sure how and when that evidence will be presented. But they have accumulated a huge amount of information and evidence, which we know is, for instance, forming the basis of the pre-state asbestos scam case, may form a very pivotal part of the pending Estina prosecution, which the NPA promises to revive. They have recovered, there has been recovery of money in relation to Eskom, McKinsey, Bain, etc. So they would argue, and Zondo has argued previously, that actually they've been responsible, I think he said, for basically ensuring, several hundred million rand were recovered as a consequence of the work that they've been able to do. But I'm not sure why we now at this particular juncture are having the pushback that is now potentially paralyzing the commission.
And what absolutely critical period, Karen. I mean, we're heading
And I did speak to one of the very senior people there, and he said to me that one of their concerns is that if you force advocates and evidence leaders, investigators to effectively work for no pay, you run a very real risk that they then get accused of not doing the work objectively because it's clearly, quote unquote, a passion project, and they're not, that there can be an issue raised with regard to their independence. And because they need to be remunerated appropriately for what they're doing. So, there are discussions going on behind closed doors, but I do know for a fact that there is a lot of resistance towards these payments made. We've seen that articulated by Tito Mboweni, where he said, the commission really needs to finish its work now. And it is coming, as you rightly point out, at an absolutely crucial juncture. This inquiry needs to complete its work. It needs to complete its report. And it needs to do so in circumstances where it's very well aware that there's a distinct possibility that it's going to be taken on legal review by several disgruntled parties who've made their disgruntlement very obvious. So one really hopes that a solution can be reached where people are in a position to produce the best possible report that they can, and one that cannot be legally attached or attacked or decimated because the quality of the work right at the end is let down by the lack of staff and available experts to assist it.
You're probably a good person to ask this question because you have spent more time with the Zondo Commission than I have, and certainly more time than any of our listeners, or the vast majority, certainly, of our listeners have done. Do you think it's money well spent? I know that there are a lot of people listening because whenever the cost of the Zondo Commission comes up, we get messages from people saying it's ridiculous. How can you justify that amount of spend? From where you sit, is the 800 million plus now maybe another 100 million, so somewhere close to a billion rand. Do you think it's money well spent?
I think this commission has given us an extraordinary level of insight into the mechanics of corruption in South Africa, and where we once, would sort of speak about in very general senses our sense that in which, our taxpayers' money was being eviscerated in corrupt and wrongful causes, there now is absolutely no doubt. The evidence is on the table. The commission has brought that into the public light. There is no way the ANC or anyone else can deny the very real fact that corruption is endemic with the society, and it's crippling us. The fact that now we are in an austerity environment created by that corruption, which basically is potentially being used to stop the commission from completing its investigation and compiling a report with its recommendations, is perhaps its most profound level of irony that one can imagine. But I do think that it has been work well done. And I think that if it is utilized properly by the NPA, by civil authorities to claw back money, and those kind of, and people are brought to book for this, it could be a game-changing force within a society that is desperate for hope. But that is not within its grasp. All it can do is produce the best possible evidence to the authorities and hope that they do their job. And like the TRC with those 300 cases that were referred for prosecution and no one did anything about them, the commission certainly can't be held responsible for the failures of law enforcement to act on very obvious evidence of malfeasance.
Karen Maughan, legal journalist of News 24, thank you very, very much indeed.